Evers told the Wisconsin State Journal the permits should be revisited. David Petering, a chemistry professor at UW-Milwaukee, agrees. He says because the state did not require an environmental impact statement for the project, it's not clear how released toxins might interact.
They're all treated independently of one another. But that's not really what anybody's exposed to. They're breathing all of this stuff in.
But Republican Governor Scott Walker says the project was fully vetted by the department.
So they apply the same laws and rules to Foxconn as they did to any other business.
Illinois has sued the Environmental Protection Agency because it exempted Foxconn from pollution standards. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Wisconsin Public Radio.